Chime, great pick. I just heard that in a show on Apple, that Talking Head song. Show on Apple called The Crowded Room, which I would recommend. Amanda Seyfried. How do you say her name?
Amanda Seyfried.
Pretty good. It's like there's a shooting and there's a dude that did it, and she is a psychiatrist that is involved in trying to figure out. So I won't say anything else about it, but
she's in two things right now too, because I just started watching. It's called Long Bright River, and she's on that as well.
What's that on?
At Peacock.
Okay.
She plays a police officer in Philadelphia.
Pretty good. I have yet to watch Celtic City episode 3. So,
well, you want my lead? I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that your lead?
Yep.
Okay.
I am. Celtic City has been spectacular. Maybe it hits a little bit home for me because being from here and then seeing it and kind of knowing it and hearing it and knowing the Celtics history. But yesterday they dropped episode 3. It was a great episode. It was mainly about the 70 Celtics, the Havlicek, Hondo, you know, era, Collins, JoJo White, just that whole era, Tommy Heinsohn as the coach, which was tremendous.
Yeah.
To give some insight. They sprinkled a little bit of the busing situation there with
in South Boston.
Yeah, and they had Donnie Wahlberg on because I guess he got bussed from Dorchester to Roxbury. And then they had Bell Biv DeVoe on, Michael Bivins and them, because they got bussed from Roxbury to Southie. They just had a little bit of that because Collins and I think it was JoJo White did like a PSA during that time.
Yeah.
I was too young to remember those days. But I am excited about next week because finally it is here. The Hick from French Lick, because they end the episode basically kind of giving the bird introduction.
Yeah.
So next week, and I'm hoping, because there's only 8 episodes, so I'm hoping episodes 4 and 5 focus on the 80s Celtics and the whole Bird era, the whole Magic era, and just everything that happened during that whole, you know, 80s, early 90s run. And then you can have 6, 7, and 8 go wherever they need to go. But I am super excited about
you love
next
it.
Week. Yeah, I think it does a tremendous job.
So the first 2 episodes, I thought we talked about it a lot on the show, but I thought they were both extraordinary. And how does it rank when you compare it to The Last Dance?
I like it better, but maybe
you do?
Yeah, maybe I'm biased because
from here and you're a homer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. So it might not get the same type of pop of The Last Dance because The Last Dance is obviously focusing on Michael Jordan, who has an unbelievable like grip globally on, you know, just who he is. The whole publicity around him. So, but for me, I like it because it's kind of things that I can remember. It's places I know. So they did a really good job with it. Everybody in it has been really good. And Bill Simmons, you know, I guess him and his dad, and like they talked about all the games they used to go to, and
yeah,
you know, really a diehard fan. I guess his dad had season tickets, and it was like $4 to get tickets back in the day. So
yeah,
imagine that. But no, yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's one of those documentaries that I think if you're a Celtics fan or just a sports fan here locally, you'll enjoy it.
Okay, all right, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
You brought up the references that are made in episode 3 to busing and South Boston, and so I would like to just go back quickly, and I am aware that I have been obsessed with this lately, but it is driving me crazy. The parade happened on Sunday in South Boston, as it has for decades, and there were 9 arrests. That was 2 less than there were last year. Yesterday, City Councilor Ed Flynn was whining again about the parade in South Boston, which has, to be clear, has occurred in South Boston every St. Patrick's Day weekend for decades. When he was growing up, Ed Flynn, and his dad was the mayor, the parade was going on, and people, unfortunately or fortunately, got drunk around it. But here is Ed Flynn and what he was whining about yesterday.
there was still excessive drinking from young boys and girls that had these jugs of booze. We were very strict on people drinking along the parade route. I am concerned about what happened yesterday, knowing that we did almost everything we possibly can.
Oh, come on.
He wants to get rid of the parade.
Yeah, but like, why can't, in the world that we live in after New Orleans and all these crazy things that we've seen happen, these terrible tragedies that have happened at parades around the country, you just had a parade with no major incident. A massive parade, no major incident. Mm-hmm. Take that as a win. Mm-hmm. As a city of Boston, we should say, wow, our security around this parade, the way in which everything went, you had 9 arrests for people drinking, getting drunk.
So he don't like the drinking now.
Ooh, he doesn't like the Borgs. I mean, he's got a real problem with Borgs.
And listen, I don't want to throw anybody like in a stereotypical bucket, but I tell you what, I've drank with some, you know, Irish people from Southie before.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they can drink you under the table. Yes. And it's interesting that Flynn's like, you know what? We don't want no drinking around here in Southie.
I mean, I would say it was, I mean, the police officers were amazing. There were maybe 100 stationed inside Medal of Honor Park.
Yeah.
They, like, surrounded the playground. They kept coming up to us being like, is it okay? Like, is he able to play? I'm like, it's fine. We're fine. We're just, like, I feel so bad for those guys where they have to deal with that. And Ed Flynn's just standing here. Sadly, his constituents must be complaining about it. That's the only reason you would do it. Like, that the older part of Southie finds it to be a headache, but it's never easier to just sit inside
if you don't want to go. I don't get that. The older part of Southie has been there forever, and they know what happens at the parade.
Don't you think it's more the older part of Southie is like, because the parade is now probably more dominated by yuppies in their mind, where it's not the locals that dominate it no more, so they're tired of that.
Yeah, but it's not. You can't call them yuppies anymore. Like
Curtis, how long have you
lived in Southie?
I moved into Southie in November of 2009.
Okay, so like, but you're talking about living there for over 10 years.
But
like,
Curtis, that's not necessarily the majority of the people.
Fun fact, Greg, for the biographers out there, if you're listening, I have now lived in South Boston longer than Dover.
And I think, Shime, when you actually live there, Southie is turning from being like the destination for kids straight out of college, where while there is still some of that, it's turning into more families. Like, it's people that are deciding to spend their life.
But they're not from there. That's what it seems like. The older people are complaining about the older people. And when you're talking,
well, then they're just cranky.
But that's how old people are. When you're talking about, it seems like the St. Patty's Day parade. This was my first one, so I have no idea. And I'm just going based on, I feel like they feel, the ones that are complaining, because like you said, Ed Flynn has been there forever, that it seems like they're complaining about all these newer people that are coming in.
Right, that are daring to have fun at an event outside when spring finally starts in Boston. Right.
Yeah. There was still excessive drinking from young boys and girls that had these jugs of booze. We were very strict on people drinking along the parade route. I am concerned about what happened yesterday.
Okay. There you go. You are concerned. You're concerned about everything.
No, you're not, because tonight there are people that are going to be pie-eyed on Broadway just like any other night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And God bless them. It's America. Go get drunk. Have a nice day. It couldn't have been more calm peaceful on Sunday.
It was issues.
It was great.
I mean, I seen people drinking, but it is what it is. Like, there was no fights that I saw. No. There was millions of police officers, mad security around. You felt safe in the sense of, you know, there was enough cops.
And that's what we should be focused on.
Here's a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line, which says Newport's parade has 80 arrests.
Wow.
16 taken into custody, 64 citations, and nobody is complaining in Newport.
Right.
Because they actually have fun every once in a while in that city.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, those are our leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It next. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will certainly discuss what one Pittsburgh Steeler said yesterday about waiting for the biggest dink in football to make a decision about where he's going to play. That and other things coming up right now. Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics take care of the Nets last night without Tatum or Brown. 104-96 was your final. Kristaps Porzingis led the team with a double-double, 25 points and 13 rebounds, but it was Baylor Shireman who had a career night with 20 points, 6 threes in his 16 minutes played. Yesterday's Sox game with the Yankees ended in a tie at 4. They have the Tigers at JetBlue today. First pitch at 105. You can listen to the matchup on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. We had play-in games last night. UNC beat San Diego State, so they will take on Ole Miss. And Alabama State beat St. Francis in a close one. 70-68 was the final there. They will take on Auburn. Tonight's play-ins will be Mount St. Mary's against American, and Xavier is taking on Texas. And it's a great way. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
You want to know my goal, Courtney?
Yeah.
It's to get to this golf match between Shine and Greg.
Oh, it's on. It is.
It's on like Donkey Kong, baby.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
And I hate to do this to my good friend Shine.
Yeah.
But if his golf game hype is anywhere near his Pokemon trivia hype, you're going to win by 6 shots.
Oh. Ask me actual Pokemon trivia and you'd be shocked.
Jackson getting thrown
under the
bus. That
was very embarrassing for you.
It wasn't even embarrassing. I tied him.
No, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, we even had
the score. You did tie, but it was like Curtis was a little bit more succinct.
Smooth. That's because he wasn't asking actual Pokemon questions. No. They had nothing to be succinct about.
I guess maybe
about.
You blame the host.
I had to dodge a barrage of...
Right. Blame Jackson, the host of the show.
Early polling has Greg winning.
Wow. Massive underdog in the golf
event. I'd be happy to.
Greg has Bob's bot farming right now.
Are we announcing the matchups for the Ick Bracket Round 2?
Yep, we're all ready to
go. We'll do that later, okay?
Oh, it's 34 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 50.
Okay, we are back with They Said It, now, and we'll update the Round 2 of the Ick Bracket next.